But the water didn't forget, for it had a new problem, and it had to find somewhere to go when it couldn't go straight down the creek. There wasn't a very large flow of water, but it began to move into side gullies near the creek and steadily banked up behind the dam the children had made. People who lived downstream were very puzzled and rather worried that the creek should be drying up so early in the summer and running them short of water. They began to make plans to dig deep in the creek bed to see if there was more water underneath. Some people left tools near the edge of the creek, ready for this work. One of the farmers was bringing a cart full of supplies for his house, bags of sugar and flour and boxes of soap and other things. Then the cart got stuck in a hole as it crossed the dry creek, and the horses couldn't pull it out. So the farmer took the lighter things and went home with the horses, planning to come back the next day with more horses to get the cart and the heavy things. Upstream, people were equally puzzled, but for a different reason. The creek seemed to be fuller than usual at this time of year, and they were pleased and thought about plans to use more water. That night, the dam was quite full and the pressure on it was very great. And then there was a thunderstorm some miles away that sent a rush of water down the creek, and the dam simply burst right open, and the rocks and the saplings were swept to the sides along the creek. A wall of water, just like a flood.